Good morning.
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it this morning. Good morning. It's
Amen.
Good to hear you all's voices this morning. Sister JJ, I hear you. Pastor mm-hmm. Kuiper, I hear you. Good morning. Who else do we have joining us this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning, Mother Neil. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing well. How's everybody else doing well?
Doing well. Who else do we have this morning?
This is Wanda.
Good morning, sister. How are you doing this morning?
Doing good. And yourself?
Good to hear you all's voices this morning. We need to get some glasses to make sure we can see this morning. Amen. That's much better. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Uncle John. Good to hear your voice this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Want to make sure you all can hear us this morning loud and clear. We have an awesome lesson on today, an awesome message from the Word of God. Our message this morning is entitled, Do You See What I See When It Comes to Praising the Lord? Do you see what I see when it comes to praising the Lord? This morning, we are going to use two passages of Scripture, Psalm 146 and Psalm 150 this morning, two passages of Scripture as we lift the topic this morning. Do you see what I see when it comes to praising the Lord? Amen. I know, I don't have to ask the question this morning, how's everybody doing? I know everyone is doing well on today. I can tell that you are, not only that you're on the line, but you are connected to the true line. You're connected to Jesus Christ. You're connected to his word. You're connected to his promises. You are aligned to his will. And you know what? We are coming into this place, and we're going to give the Lord praise, for he is worthy of the praise. This morning, we're going to go ahead and get started. We have some ground to cover on today, but we want to do it in a way in which you each walk away. You walk away knowing what is praise. You walk away knowing why we praise the Lord. What are the reasons for praising him? I know you already say, hey, I praise him because he woke me up this morning. I praise him because he continues to keep me. I praise him because he regulates my mind and he's there for me. He helps me through making decisions in my life. I know each of us on this line got a praise report this morning, can give a testimony just as the writer of Psalm 146 and Psalm 50 as well. So this morning, as I invite all of us to come into this place to praise the Lord, I want us to look even closer, Pastor Reggie, to these two chapters that speaks to praise. Again, the topic this morning is, do you see what I see when it comes to praising the Lord? We're going to go ahead and open this morning. Again, thank all of you for joining us here at the Gathering Place Beyond the Walls, located here in Macon, Georgia. I want to open this morning with the scripture from Psalm 98 this morning. Psalm 98, and it reads, Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. But Sister Wanda, I want you to look at verse number 4 there in Psalm 98. It says this, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Verse 7 says, let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills sing for joy together before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. I read Psalm 98, verses 1 through 9 in our hearing this morning. Again, I admonish, again, I invite all of us this morning to make a joyful noise to the Lord. Good morning. Now, Pastor Reggie, if you would lead us in prayer, and after prayer, I'll come back to give some instruction before our sister began reading Psalm 146 this morning and Psalm 150. Pastor Reggie.
Our God, our Father, we come before you on this Sunday morning, on the 10th day in the year 2024, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in the year of our Lord. Father, we come with you with humble hearts. We come to lift up your name today. We come to give you praise and honor for you to do our praise. Father, we praise you. Our voice will shout. Our hearts will be lifted up, and we will sing and we will shout and give you praises on today. Father, we ask that you would have mercy upon us according to your loving kindness and according to the multitude of your tender mercy. If there's any sin, iniquity, or transgression that we have committed against thee, we ask for thy forgiveness right now. We confess that you might cleanse us from unrighteousness and present us holy to your presence. Father, we come into your presence with thanksgiving today. We have entered into a court with praise. Father, we just come, Father, to give you glory and honor today. We thank you for all that you have done in our lives. And, Father, we put our trust in you for everything. Father, our trust is in you. We sit and wait for you to speak to us, O God, today. We want to hear from Zion. We want to hear from you, Lord. We know that you are good to all who are your children and all who serve you. Father, we thank you, Father, for your compassion upon us. Father, we know that your arm is not too short that you cannot reach out and deliver, nor is your ear too heavy that you do not hear us. So as we cry out to you in prayer and praise, Father, we pray that you will come down and speak to our hearts through the messenger today. We pray that the word would permeate our hearts, our minds, our souls, our spirit, that it would strengthen us, Father, and it would show us the way, a more way to be able to give you glory, honor, and praise in our lives and what we do. Father, we thank you. We thank you for all that are on this line and in the sound of my voice and in the sound of the voices today. We thank you for what we will hear in our ear today. Let it be a strength. Let it be a light. May it be messages and lessons to us, that we can be able to be better servants of the Most High God. Father, we love you. We pray for those who may need a prayer based on the fact that they may be having pains and things going on in their body. We pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. We pray also, Father, for those, Lord God, who need a blessing today. We pray that we not have fear. We do not have a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. So we pray for all the needs that are on the line today, whatever the needs of the saints that's on this line today. We pray that you would grant it, Father. And Father, now we move forward in our time together today. And I offer this prayer to you, Lord, that you might hear it and respond to us. And we ask that you would do it, Father, today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and our Savior. And our hearts say, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Reggie, for bringing our prayer this morning. Thank you so much. Again, I want to remind us our topic this morning is, do you see what I see when it comes to praising the Lord? As we look at Psalm 146 before our sister come and read our scripture this morning, there are some things I want us to jot down on our paper as you take notes through the message on today. I want to see if you see what I see, Uncle John. The first thing, as she reads the scripture, I want to see if you're able to see the personal relationship, the personal testimony that is being shared by the penman of this psalm. The second thing, as my sister reads it, I want you to see that this person is all in. They have a made-up mind that they are going to praise God. The third thing I want to ask you, do you see, is will you see the dependency that the penman has on the Lord? Mother Neal, I want us to see. The fourth thing is, do you see some do nots in this scripture, and why are the do nots being given? The other thing I want you to see as she reads Psalm 146 is, do you see this long-term praise, whereas the penman says that he would praise God until he's called home? Uncle John, I want you to see, do you see Jesus? As my sister reads this psalm this morning, I want to see if you can see Jesus in it. And then I want you to see if you can see some of God's attributes. It's so important as we read scripture, Pastor Kuiper, that we look for knowledge, we look for understanding and comprehension. But the most important thing is we look at scripture, we want to glean and gain wisdom. For wisdom causes us to not only be hearers of the word, but wisdom brings us into the place where we are doers of the word. So, sister, I'm going to ask if you would come this morning and read Psalm 146. Read it slowly as we look at this personal relationship, this call, this invitation to praise the eternal Father, the personal testimony. Sister JJ, the long-term praise, not a short-term praise, but a long-term praise. I want to know this morning, do you see what I see when it comes to praising the Lord? Sister, begin reading Psalm 146 for us this morning.
Okay, good morning. Shout praises to the Lord with all that I am. I will shout his praises, I will sing and praise the Lord God as long as I live. You can't depend on anyone, not even a great leader. Once they die and are buried, that will be the end of all their plans. The Lord God of Jacob blesses everyone who trusts him and depends on him. God made heaven and earth. He created the sea and everything else. God always keeps his word. He gives justice to the poor and food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free and heals blind eyes. He gives a helping hand to everyone who falls. The Lord loves good people and looks after strangers. He defends the right of orphans and widows, but destroys the wicked. The Lord God of Zion will rule forever. Shout praises to the Lord. And we're going to travel over to Psalms 150. Shout praises to the Lord. Praise God in his temple. Praise him in heaven, his mighty fortress. Praise our God. His deeds are wonderful, too marvelous to describe. Praise God with trumpets and all kinds of harps. Praise him with tambourines and dancing, with string instruments and woodwinds. praise God with cymbals, with clashing cymbals. Let every living creature praise the Lord. Shout praises to the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister, thank you for reading both of those scriptures, Psalm 146, as well as Psalm 150, as we look at authentic praise and that praise is a part of kingdom citizenship and what we're to do as ambassadors for Christ. We're going to come back later. We're going to dig into the word this morning. Again, I hope you have pen and paper, but most of all, your hearts open this morning for us to move from knowledge, move to understanding and comprehension, but most of all, move to wisdom, where we will be doers after we hear this word on today, that we will be doers of the word. Again, our message title is, Do You See What I See? When it comes to praising the Lord. Now we'll have our praise and worship by Brother Al. Good morning, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, all. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. Yes. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I trust on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. His oath, his covenant, his blood supports me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, even is all my hope to stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found. Dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Al, you certainly picked the song that goes so well with the message that we share on each Sunday morning. Thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor Reggie, for leading us in prayer this morning to the throne of grace. And we thank our sister, Sister Wanda, for leading and reading our scriptures this morning from Psalm 146 as well as Psalm 150. Again, we want to say welcome to all of you that join us here at the Gathering Place Beyond the Walls, located here in Macon, Georgia, with your facilitator, Minister Deborah Singleton. This morning, I want us to begin to reflect on a question I'm going to ask all of us. I need your input. I need your feedback on this particular question. I believe before we can ever delve into a passage of Scripture, it is so important that we get some foundational understanding as well as some definitions. So this morning, before I ask you, each of you, to tell me why you praise the Lord, I want to first give a definition, Pastor Reggie, of the word praise. Praise. The word defined, praise is defined as it is our acknowledgement of God's power, God's authority, God's wisdom, and God's worthiness. I'm going to say that again, praise. Praise is our acknowledgement of God's power, God's authority, God's wisdom, and God's worthiness. Yes, praise. It is the act of expressing gratitude and appreciation to God for who he is and what he has done. I'm going to read that again. Someone may need to put their phone on mute. We're so glad that you're joining with us this morning, but someone may need to check their phone to make sure they got their phones on mute this morning. Thank you again for joining with us. Again, the second part of the definition of praise, it is the act of expressing gratitude and appreciation to God for who he is and what he has done. It is important as we look at these two passages of Scripture, Psalm 146 and Psalm 150, that speaks to us. It invites us as disciples of Christ, ambassadors of Christ, citizens of the kingdom, we are invited this morning to praise the Lord. Uncle John, there is no doubt in terms of the psalmist, the penman of these two particular chapters, is that there's no doubt as to who he is calling, who he says the object of our praise must be. The object of our praise is the Lord. So my question this morning I want to start out with is, tell me why do you praise the Lord? This is a participation type question this morning. Why do you praise the Lord? Anyone can come this morning to open it up. Why do you praise the Lord?
Amen. I praise him because he gave his son to die for my sins, and because of that I have salvation and a right to the tree of life. So I praise him for salvation. Thank him.
Amen. Amen. We can link that back to Pastor Reggie, to John 3:16. We praise him because he loves us. We praise him, as you say, because he saved us. We praise him because God sent us a rescuer in our place that went to Calvary paying a debt that we owe. Oh, that's good. Thank you, sir. Anyone else, why do you praise him?
Good morning.
Minister Singleton.
Good morning.
I praise him because there's never been a time in my life when I went through a crisis that he didn't let his presence be known to me. He always was there I could feel his presence around my shoulders, and I just knew he was there. He allowed me to know you're not alone. So I praise him for so many things in my life, but
just to know that he will always be there when I need him. That's why I praise him.
Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you, my sister. Amen. Brother Al, I heard you this morning.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I praise the Lord because of the fact that it's been through all my whole life, you know, even when I was younger and I was with my grandmother who continuously took me to church a lot. But it was so much there that it was the singing of it. And the singing really got to me to really express through me what I thought or how I felt things were coming. I don't know if that's easier to understand, but yeah, I was a little guy, and all through up into these 70-some years, you know, I still praise the Lord. Even when I'm driving, I listen to stuff. It soothes me, you know, and then it just shows me, you know, basically how great God is, you know. And you know, I acknowledge his greatness. By praising them also. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Al. What a testimony. And I loved it when you say you praise him all the time. You praise him when you're driving. You praise him when you're walking. Praise is not just for the church or the church building. And I know we on the line know that, but we can praise him at any time and in any place. Amen. Someone else this morning, why do you praise the Lord? Why?
Good morning. I praise God for life. I praise him for his grace, his mercy. I praise him for having a place for me to rest and lie in his bosom when I need to, for sheltering me and for covering me. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sister. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why you praise him. He keeps you. He provides that shelter for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Did I hear you, Mother Cora, this morning? Why do you praise him?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Because I know that he loves me. I praise him because he wants the best for me. I praise him because he puts me before himself. I praise him to thank him, let him know that I'm grateful, that I know that it's him that has directed my path. I know I praise him because no matter what others may say, he's going to always be present for me. Nobody can love me like God. So he has to be first. So that's why I praise him, to give him the thanks and the glory and the honor that he so much deserves. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mother Cora, you and Sister Wanda and all of you point us back to that definition. It aligns to the definition of what praise is. It is the act of expressing gratitude. Being able to just say thank you and appreciation to God who he is and what he has done. Amen. Anybody else? I don't want to miss anybody this morning. It's so important for you to articulate, for you to say, why is it that you praise the Lord? Anyone else? Why do you praise him? Amen. Maybe we got everybody this morning that desires to share. You all have provided to me a plethora of reasons why. Let me give you another one. We are commanded to praise him. Psalm 104, verse 35. Psalm 106, verse number 1, Romans 15, verse number 11. We are commanded to praise him. Mother Cora, in Luke chapter 19, verse 40, he said, if you don't do it, he said he would, what, the stones would cry out. I'm going to read that verse for us this morning. He answered, he says, I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out. And I don't want no stones, you all, to cry out for me. I can cry out. I can tell God, thank you. I can acknowledge him. I can acknowledge his power. I can acknowledge his authority. I can acknowledge his wisdom. I can acknowledge his worthiness. Here's something else, another reason why I praise him. I praise him because he has adopted me as his child. I'm one of his children. I'm a part of the kingdom of God. I'm a citizen of the kingdom. I am an ambassador. I am a daughter of the king. Something else I want to share with us this morning, not only why do we praise him, but the other thing is, why is he worthy of our praise? He's worthy of our praise because, number one, is he is God, Psalm 46:10. Uncle John, the other reason is that he is sovereign over all, Acts 4:24. The other reason why he's worthy of praise is that he is holy. When you look at Leviticus, you see that it says that he is holy. When you look in Ezra 9:45, you find out that he is righteous. In Deuteronomy 32:3-4, we know that he is just. That is the reason why he's worthy of our praise. He's sovereign. He's holy. He's righteous. He's just, and he is good. The other thing about God is that he's compassionate, James 5:11. He's merciful, Exodus 34:6. He's gracious, Romans 5:5. He's faithful, Deuteronomy 7:9. And the other thing is, why is he worthy of our praise? He gave his Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of believers. He dwells in our hearts. And so this morning, as we look into this scripture, we look into it, do you see what I see when it comes to praising the Lord? I thank each of you for participating this morning. So let's dig even more in this word as we look at it from Psalm 146:150. The first thing I want to say this morning is that the authorship, the penman of Psalm 146:150 is unknown. Also, what is unknown is we don't know when it was written. But it was written for us this morning. It was written by the penman for him or herself so that there is an admonishment on behalf of them for us to do what? Praise the Lord. Each of you, when you shared as to the reason why you praised the Lord, you, I could hear in your voices that you had experienced the love of God. You had experienced God's grace. You experienced God's mercy. You have experienced his forgiveness, and you are able, Pastor Reggie, to say, I praise the Lord. I thank him. He's brought me from this place to that place. He's brought me from through dangerous toils and snares. He's brought me. He's kept me. And I want you all to know from 2024 and beyond, you all, we got to keep on praising God no matter who is in this place or that place, no matter what is happening. I'm still going to praise the Lord. I'm still going to tell God thank you because he's the one, you all. Not only did he wake me up this morning, but he regulated my heart. Not only did he regulate my heartbeat, but he regulated my mind. Not only has he done that, but you know, he gave me the activities of my limbs. He's given me a mind that has stayed on him and stayed on doing the work that he's called me to do. So when we look at this psalm, Psalm 146, I don't want to hold you long this morning, but as I look at it, the first thing I see is that we are admonished, number one, to praise the Lord. There's no doubt here. There is no speculation here as to who the penman is pointing us to, Mother Neal, as to who we are to give praise to, who we are to give honor to, and who we are to shout praises unto this morning. So the first thing is that I see in Psalm 146 is that we are admonished, we are invited to praise the Lord. The second thing that I see, Sister Wanda, is that there is a personal relationship between the penman and the Lord. I see not only is there a personal relationship, but I see that this is a personal testimony. The penman did not borrow his testimony from his daddy, his mama, or his sister, or his brother. He did not borrow it. He didn't have to Google and say, here's why I praise the Lord. This is not only an admonishing us to praise the Lord, but it is also a personal relationship, a personal testimony as to why each of you all shared this morning. Here's why I can praise the Lord. Here's something else I see in Psalm 146 this morning is that we are admonished to rely on God alone. Yeah, too many times we put our trust, we begin to rely on what we receive the first of the month or the third of the month or every 2 weeks. But the psalmist, the penman here, is admonishing us to rely on God alone. Here's something else I see in Psalm, I observe in Psalm 146 is that it shows us how reliable and awesome our God is. Let me tell you something. I rely on God because I know that he's reliable, Sister JJ. I know that he is an awesome God, and I know he's a God that is trustworthy. He's trustworthy. He's reliable, and he keeps his promises. He's not one that breaks his promises and say one thing and do another. If God said it, I can believe it and I can count on it. I see that in Psalm 146. Here's something else I see you all, not only admonishing me to praise the Lord, not only admonishing me to rely on God alone, not only reminding me how reliable and how awesome our God is, not only am I reminded in Psalm 146 that God is trustworthy. I see the psalmist, as he begins this chapter 146, the psalm begins with an undeniable declaration of praise. The psalmist speaks to himself first. Notice what he says in verse number 1 in Psalm 146. He says, praise the eternal. I'm reading from the Voice translation this morning. Praise the eternal. Praise the eternal. Oh, my soul, I will praise the eternal for as long as I live. Notice the psalmist. He begins with an undeniable declaration of praise. The psalmist speaks first to himself, Mother Cora. First, he speaks to himself about giving praise to God. Before he ever admonishes us to praise him, before he ever admonishes us to shout hallelujah to the Lord, before he ever tells us to show appreciation for God's power, God's authority, God's worthiness, he speaks to himself first. He says, I will praise the eternal for as long as I live, as long as I have breath in my body, I'm going to praise the Lord. This penman, this song, even though we don't know who wrote it, it's a testimony, it's a personal relationship that they have had with the Lord that they are able to say, I'm going to praise him for as long as I live. Let's keep on walking to Psalm 146. The psalmist responds to his own exhortation with a commitment. Write this down this morning. There is a commitment to praising the Lord for the entirety of his life. Notice what it said, as long as I live. This, Brother Al, is a full and firm commitment to glorify the name of God for as long as he lives. My question this morning to those that are listening to us today, that are disciples of Christ, that are citizens of the kingdom, have you made a commitment that as long as you live, you're going to praise the Lord? You're not going to short circuit it. You're not going to look at your situation as to what's going on right now, what's happening in your body, what's happening in your home, what's happening with your family. You are still going to praise the Lord. Notice this. To continue in this vein means you have to have a firm commitment. You got to be dedicated. You got to say, no matter what, Uncle John, I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. For sometimes the battlefield will have some trials. It will have some tribulations. It's going to have some problems. It's going to have some rain. But the psalmist tells me this morning, encourages me this morning, that I'm going to praise God until he calls me home. There's a song that is sung, I will trust in the Lord. The song is sung in the song because I will trust the Lord until I die. But I've changed the words when I sing it. I'm going to trust the Lord until he calls me home. Notice the psalmist. He responds to his own exhortation, a commitment to praising the Lord for the entirety of his life. Again, this is a full and a firm commitment, you all, to glorify the name of God for as long as he lives. This commitment, you all, goes beyond worship settings. It goes beyond being inside of a building. It goes beyond being inside of a sanctuary or a temple or an assembly. This commitment to praising God is also included when you go to the doctor's office and you get a report. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I thank you. It goes beyond your job. And when things on your job look like it's in an uproar, you still can praise God and say, Lord, I thank you because I know that you're with me. I know you're with me in the midst of the chaos. You're with me in the midst of all the mess that may be going on, all the gossip that may be going on. The psalmist this morning, Pastor Reggie, says you got to praise God beyond your worship setting when you get with other folks because they are praising God. It goes beyond just walking through doors of a church building. My praise, you all, is when I got up this morning, I said, Lord, I thank you for another day's journey. Lord, I give you honor. So notice this commitment, it drives us. I just want to know, do you see what I see this morning? When we talk about praise, this commitment goes beyond worship setting, but it's in our conversations that we have with others. There's some folks, y'all, walking around with their head hung down because of the election result. Folks walking around with their head hung down because of news that they may have heard from the doctor. Walking around from news that they may have heard from their work environment. But this morning, the sermon, what a lesson is right on time, y'all. A lesson that speaks to us that my praise is beyond what folks see on the outside. My lifting up my hands and this and that. But it's in my conversations. It's in the way I live. It's in my speech, you all. I praise it. Notice something else that the psalmist speaks to us, Pastor Kai, but not only a personal relationship, not only a personal testimony, but I see somebody when I read this psalm that is all in. They're all in. They got a made-up mind, Mother Neal. No matter what, I'm going to praise the Lord. No matter what, I'm going to serve the Lord. No matter what, this is not just lip service this morning. This goes beyond lip service. This is a God-centered life. You need to write that down this morning. This kind of praise is a praise that has to be God-centered. It has, this kind of praise has to be a praise that is committed to say, no matter what, I'm going to praise it. Let's go on this morning. The psalmist, the writer, the penman of this psalm, commits to affirming God's goodness by praising him alone through it all. You don't see him praising the king of that time. You don't see him praising the queen of that time or the princesses of that time. He says, I'm going to praise God, Mother Cora, alone. He's the only one that I can give this kind of appreciation to. He's the only one that I can give this gratitude to. And notice something else when you read this. Notice, look at verse number 2 real closely. It says, reading from the Voice translation, I will sing praises to my God as long as breath fills my lungs and blood flows through my veins. This morning, that speaks volumes to me, because the psalmist is saying, look, I'm not going to let nothing stand in my way of giving praise to my awesome God. I'm not going to let no situation surf. I'm not going to let nothing. He says, reading from the Voice again, I will sing praises to my God as long as breath fills my lungs and blood flows through my veins. I'm committed. I'm affirming God's goodness by praising him alone through it all. Notice something else that the psalmist tells us to do here. Yes, he's all in, you all. He got a made-up mind. He's committed. He's firm in his covenant relationship with God. But notice his dependency upon the Lord. Notice something else. He gives us some direction, Sister JJ, in this particular psalm. Notice verse number 3. He tells us, do not put your trust in the rulers of this world. Don't put your trust in kings and princes. Do not expect any rescue from mortal men. Notice this, he's admonishing us. He said, don't put your trust, don't put your confidence in human leadership, people that are in authority. Notice this, and here's why. People are not only powerless, but they are transitory. What do you mean, Minister Deborah? Our earthly lives have an ultimate limit. Don't put your faith in man. Oh, the psalmist is telling us something here this morning. He's telling us who we are to put our trust, who we are to put our confidence in, and that is in the Lord, because man is powerless. But the other thing, man is transitory. What is it? Man will leave this world. Don't put your trust in man. Human life is frail. It's mortal. It's powerless. Mortals are unworthy of the kind of trust that others often place on them. They hold temporary positions. You all know it. You put your trust in someone, and all of a sudden you get the news that they have been taken home. You get the news that something has happened and this and that. What the psalmist wants us to get clear in 2024, especially us this morning, children of the kingdom, don't put your trust in the rules, in the leadership, in the kings and the princes. Do not expect any rescue from mortal men, because look at verse number 4. As soon as their breath leaves them, they return to the earth. On that day, all of them perish, their dreams, their plans, and their memories. Oh, we need this lesson this morning, you all, to be encouraged as to who we need to hold on to. The songs are hold to God's unchanging hand. It talks about the time that we will go through, but it continues to tell us to hold to God's unchanging hand. Do you see what I see when it comes to praising the Lord, when it comes to just reading Psalm 146? Here's something else I see. I see a long-term praise. I mentioned that earlier, from the beginning until the end, until he calls us home. And something else. We are to place our trust in the Lord. What does Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 say to us as disciples of Christ? What does it say to us, Uncle John? I'm going to go there this morning. I want to read it for the recording, because somebody go listen to this recording after we are gone today. Here's what it says, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not, here's another do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path. Verse 7, be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. The psalmist admonishes us this morning, just as the proverbial writer, just as other scriptures throughout the word of God admonishes us, do not put your trust in temporary people, temporary things, but put your trust, place your trust in the Lord. What makes, Pastor Reggie, what makes the Lord so worthy of our trust and our praise? What makes him so worthy? Well, I'm glad you asked me. Look at verse number 5. What makes the Lord worthy of trust and worthy of praise? We can go back to Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The creator, he's the creator of the entire cosmos and all its occupants. He's the maker of the sea and everything that is in it. Here's something else. When I look at verse number 5, it says, blessed of those whose help comes from the God of Jacob, whose hope is centered in the eternal, yes, Lord, in the eternal God, our God. And notice, here's the reason why I can put my trust in him. Here's the reason why I can put my entire trust and confidence in him. The reason why I can praise him is that, look at verse number 6. He created what? He created the heavens. He created the earth. He created the seas and all that live within them. So why would I put my trust in man who has created nothing? Why would I put my trust in someone who can't even hold or wake themselves up in the morning? Why would I put my trust in someone who cannot even regulate the heartbeat or regulate the mind of man? So the psalmist is encouraging us this morning. He's telling us, remember who you are connected to. You are connected to the creator. You are connected to the one that put the fish in the sea. You are connected to the one that not only created earth, but created the heavens. Notice in verse number 6, we are admonished as disciples of Christ. The Lord, let me tell you something about him this morning. The Lord remains faithful forever. What does he tell us in Hebrews 13:5? He tells us that he would never what? Leave us, nor will he what? Forsake us. The Lord is loyal, Sister Wanda, to his people. He's loyal to his children, his sons and daughters. Not only that, but he makes provision. That lets me know he cares for me. He cares for me, Mother Neal, and he makes provision for his beloved creation. Do you see what I see when you look at Psalm 146? Not only that, but he upholds the cause of the oppressed. God, you all, pays special attention to those who don't have enough. God pays attention to those that are hungry. He provides food, it says it right there in verse number 7. He provides, he says the prisoners are set free. He gives sight to the blind, both physically blind, emotionally blind, but spiritually blind as well. He lifts up those that are bowed down, those that are downtrodden. Notice, here's why I serve him, because why I praise him is because I know he's faithful. I know he's loyal. I know he provides for me. I know that he upholds the oppressed. I know that he feeds the hungry. I know he sees about those that are in prison. I know that he gives physical healing. He gives spiritual healing. He gives emotional healing. And he lifts up the head of the one who has a hung down head, who feels no one cares about them. That's what the psalmist see. Do you see what I see this morning? When I look at these verses, I see verse number 8. It says, he makes the blind to see. He lifts up those whose backs are bent over in labor. He cherishes those who do not know, who do what is right. He cherishes those who do what is right. My God is an awesome God. My God is an awesome God, and the penman here, he reminds me. Sometimes we need to be reminded about our God. Let me tell you something else he says. He says, verse number 9, the eternal, our God, looks after those who journey in a land that's not their own. He takes care of the orphan and the widow. But he, notice verse, the latter part of verse 9, but he frustrates the wicked along their way. I love it, Uncle John, as he walks me through this passage, and he reminds me again of the awesomeness of the love of God and how much he cares for me. He watches over the foreigner. He sustains the fatherless, the orphans, those that are in orphanages, those that have been left fatherless. He takes care of the widows, those who have lost their spouses, whether husband or wife. He sustains them. He keeps them. He provides for them. But I want to remind us something else that this Psalm 146 tells me this morning, is that we too have a responsibility. What do you mean, Deborah, a responsibility? We have a responsibility in Matthew 25:35-40. When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was sick, you visited me. When I was in prison, notice we too have a responsibility to carry out what God has called us to do. We have a responsibility in Matthew 28:19-20. This psalm, do you see what I see? I not only see God's awesomeness, not only do I see why I'm to praise him, and not only do I see the dependency, not only do I see I have to have a personal relationship which gives me a personal testimony, not only am I to trust him, but I got a responsibility as well. Let me close out Psalm 146 this morning. Notice what it says in the latter part of verse number 9. But he frustrates the eternal one, our God. He frustrates the ways of the wicked. What does this mean? God specifically acts against the designs and the interests of the wicked. God will, let me say this again, God will bring judgment. He champions justice for the oppressed. So the psalmist, the penman, closes this out, and he reminds us that God reigns forever. He reigns today, he reigns tomorrow, and he reigns forevermore. And not only that, but God will rule. He ruled before, he rules now, and he will rule after, through all and over all generations. We are to praise him this morning. We're to praise him. Our God remains faithful forever. Our God is loyal. Our God provides for us. We are his children. God would never be taken to court for child support because he takes care of his children. I have been adopted into the family of God. I'm a part of the kingdom of God, Brother Al, and God will take care of his children. But we too have a responsibility as well. We too have a responsibility to remain faithful. We too have a responsibility to carry out Matthew 25, 35 through 40. We too have a responsibility to carry out Matthew 28, 19 through 20. This morning, I'm thankful for the penman. This is a right on time. This is an on time message for us as disciples of Christ, as to who we are to depend on, who we are to trust. So when we go over to Psalm 150, he gave us a double potion this morning. I love it. Now notice Psalm 150, Minister Braxton. When I look at Psalm 150, I see a part of the kingdom citizenship. This is what I'm supposed to do. When we look at Psalm 150, we too do not know who wrote Psalm 150, who penned it. We don't know when it was penned, but when I look at it, I see an invitation to praise. Pastor Reggie, I see authentic praise here. I don't see just the clapping of the hand. I see authentic praise. Let's go back to the definition of praise. It is the act of expressing gratitude and appreciation to God for who he is and for what he has done. So when I look at Psalm 150, I see authentic praise. I see worship of the one true God by his children, his sons, and his daughters. I see the who in this particular passage of Psalm 150. I see my sisters and brothers, a full life of energy, a full life of joy. And then I see something else. I see where we are to praise the true God. I see why we are to praise him when I look at Psalm 150. And I noticed something else, you all. Not only are we called to praise, but in this Psalm 150, we are called to purpose. We are called to our purpose. We were created to praise him. We were created to appreciate him, to love him. We were called to praise. Notice, let's jump in Psalm 150 this morning. Notice the first thing is we see praise the eternal. We're first thing we're told is who we are to praise, who we're to give praises to. The second thing I see here in Psalm 150 is that we are to praise the true God inside. Notice it, inside his temple. Praise him beneath the massive skies, under the moonlit stars and the rising sun. Notice this. Praise is not confined to one place. It is not confined to the church building. It is not confined to the tabernacle. It's not confined to the assembly. It says praise him beneath the massive skies. That's everywhere. What did Brother Al say? When he's driving, that means I can praise him everywhere. There is no limit. And we have sometimes limited God. I can praise him in my home. I can praise him in my car. I can praise him walking and looking at creation and saying, look at the mighty God. What a great God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. So when we look at this and we break it down, it says, praise him beneath the massive sky. So there's no limit to the place in which I can praise him. Let's go. Look at verse number 2. Not only does it tell us we are called to purpose, not only does it tell us we are called to praise, not only does it tell us who to praise and where to praise, but when I look at verse number 2, it tells me why. Notice this. It tells me why I'm to praise him. I praise him for his powerful what? Acts. I praise him for his powerful acts. I praise him for redeeming his people. I praise him for his greatness that surpasses our time and surpasses our understanding. Yes, Psalm 150, we're invited to praise him. We are exalted to praise the Lord, both here on earth and certainly when we get into the heavenly realm. We're praising, why are we praising? For his acts of power, for what he's done. Praise him for his surpassing greatness that surpasses our time as well as passes our understanding. Let's keep on looking at the reason why we are to praise him. Notice this, when the psalmist gets here, he begins to tell us, Pastor Reggie, my sisters and brothers, how we are to praise him. Oh, notice this. He said, look at verse 3. Praise him with a blast of trumpets. High into the heavens. Praise him with the harps and the lyres. Praise him with the rhythm of the tambourines and skillfully played by those who love and fear the eternal. Some of us are musicians. Pastor Reggie, I don't know if you all know this, but Pastor Reggie was in the band, and I was in the band in school. And so when we talk about praising God with these instruments, when it talks about a trumpet, you all, trumpets make loud sounds. Harps, notice the string instrument. Notice the tambourine. Notice something else in verse 3 and 4. We are to praise him with singing and dancing. See, sometimes people tell you that praising God is only limited to this, but when I read Psalm 150, it not only tells me why to praise him, not only does it tell me how to praise him with various instruments and instruments that are used in worship, but notice this, how to praise him, with what to praise him with, but no one is left out of praising. You may not have been in the band. You may not be able to play a trumpet or trombone or violin or any of the string instruments or horns or flutes or any kind or cymbals, but notice this, you can sing. And you can dance. Nowhere in this scripture does it say that you had to have harmony. Nowhere in this scripture that it said you got to have a pure, pretty voice. But let me tell you something. Too many times we won't sing unto the Lord because we think that our voice is squeaky. We don't have a tune. And some folks say, well, I don't even have a tune. But let me tell you something. Our voices to the Lord, when it's authentic praise, when it's real, well, we're not trying to be like somebody else. Let me tell you, those are sweet sounds to our heavenly Father. So notice the psalmist. He says, praise him with singing and dancing. Praise him with flutes and strings of all kinds. Praise him with crashing cymbals. And notice this, no one should be left out. No one. Everybody is able to praise the Lord. Whether a person is deaf, they can praise the Lord. Whether a person is blind, they can praise the Lord. Whether a person is musically inclined, they can praise the Lord. No one should be left out. Because this verse, verse number 6, let every man, every woman, boy and girl, let every beast, let every creature that has the breath of the Lord, praise the eternal, praise the Lord. Now, I want to say something this morning. I want to tell you all what praise does for the disciple. The praising God, you all, grows our intimacy with God. It grows a closeness with God. It grows a spiritual growth of intimacy, sharing with God and God sharing with you. How many of us have had some alone time with God that we can feel his closeness, we can feel his nearness? I think my sister said earlier that no matter what she's been through, she's been able to feel the presence of the Lord. But not only feel the presence, but know that he's there, even though I may not feel it. So praise this morning, you all, appreciating God, telling God thank you, honoring his faithfulness, knowing that he's loyal to us. It grows us, Uncle John, in our intimacy with God. Here's the other thing that praise does. It grows our gratitude towards God. See, I want to grow in God. I'm different today than I was yesterday because I've seen what God has already done this morning for me. This morning, you all, I didn't think I was going to be able to get a charge for my phone. I had been charged it all last night. I got up this morning, no charge. I did this, I did that. But you know what I did? I simply said, Lord, this is in your hands. And he directed me in terms of what I needed to do. How many of you all in your life this morning need a charge? Not your cell phone, not a kitchen appliance, but how many of us need a charge in our lives this morning? Maybe you need to just lift your hands and say, Lord, I'm going to thank you for things being as well as they are. How many of us need a charge in our lives this morning? Lord, when I look back over my life, I can't say nothing but thank you because you brought me through that car accident. You brought me through that problem, that situation. You brought me, Lord. I can't help to do anything but to praise you. Is it possible that we need a charge in our lives this morning? Isn't that maybe that's the reason why God gave us this lesson today? God knew that we would need a charge in our lives this morning. We would need something to take us back to a place where we can praise God no matter what. We can praise God because, as I said, when I look back over my life, go back down the corridors of the journey I've been on, God has been good to me. God has been better to me than I've been to myself. God has been he's cared for me. He's disciplined me as his child, and I needed discipline. The parent who does not discipline their children, something is wrong. Love, he disciplined me because he loved me. He disciplined me because he wants to see me grow. So when I look at Psalm 150, I look at Psalm 146, I see a growing in my intimacy with God. I see me growing in my gratitude towards God. Here's something else. We as disciples of Christ must be witnesses to a world of people that is walking in spiritual darkness to let them know that we are walking in the light. And the only way to walk in this light is to be able to tell them who the light is. Tell them who we are connected to. Tell them we are being charged every morning. Every morning I'm charged. I'm reminded of my heartbeat. I'm reminded of my eyesight. I'm reminded of the activities of my limbs. I'm reminded. So when we see God, he tells us we got to grow in intimacy with him. We got to grow in our gratitude towards him. We appreciate God's blessings more. And we find joy in our lives, even in difficult circumstances. This is what the psalmist is telling us this morning. Even in difficult circumstances, I have to believe Psalm 146, who penned it, they had been through some trials. They had been through tribulation. They had been in the fire. They had gone through some waters. They had gone through rivers. But yet and still at the end of it, they could say, I bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, Psalm 103 comes to mind. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and forget not his benefit. He said, look at this. We appreciate God's blessings more, and we find joy. I didn't say happiness. It's a difference between joy and being happy. Happy is based upon circumstances and situations, but joy is based upon no matter what I'm going through, I still got joy. No matter what I'm facing, I still got peace. Yes, I got to go to the doctor. I got to see the results of this test and that test. But even in the midst of it, I still got joy because I know who takes care of me. I know who provides for me. I know who's going to be with me in the midnight hour. So the psalmist says, this psalmist reminds us that we must appreciate God's blessings more, and we find joy in our lives, even, Sister Wanda, in the difficult circumstances. This speaks to you this morning. It speaks to me this morning. What are you going to do when the time gets tough? What are you going to do when the time gets rough? I'm going to keep on holding to God's unchanging hand. I'm going to keep on trusting him, Uncle John. I'm going to keep on praising him. I'm going to keep on telling other people about him. I'm going to keep on telling them, let me tell you about his surpassing greatness. Let me tell you what he did for me yesterday. Let me tell you what he did in Genesis. He created the whole world. So why would I put my trust in my IRA? Why would I put my trust in my 401? Why would I put my trust in a Social Security check? He created the heavens and the earth. He created me. He made me. I am his workmanship. So as we come to a conclusion, I want to wrap it up this morning. The point is that we have somebody, someone, and we know his name, that we put our trust in. And yes, we admonish, I admonish you this morning, if you're feeling low, if you're feeling you don't know what to do or how to do, lift up your head. That Psalm 121 says, lift up your eyes unto the hills. For whence cometh your help? For your help cometh from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I too admonish you this morning to rely on God and God alone. This morning I admonish you too, to know that our God is an awesome God and he's not going to let us down. He's not going to leave us. I admonish you this morning to know that God is trustworthy. I admonish you this morning that our praise cannot be a fake praise, but it's got to be authentic. It's got to be God-centered. And you can have this Psalm 150 praise party. It's got to be authentic. It's got to be real, because this ain't nothing but a praise party in Psalm 150. And we, as disciples of Christ, we got to take on our responsibility to help others and remind others, those that have given their life to Christ, that God is faithful, that God is loyal, and that God takes care of those that are hungry. He sets the prisoners free. I can see Jesus here. I can see it when Isaiah spoke of one that would come with the government upon his shoulders. I see Jesus. So this morning, you don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. You don't have to panic. You don't have to throw your hands up and say, what are we going to do now? We're going to praise God. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to draw closer to him. I'm going to have a closer walk with him. I'm going to share my testimony, see what the Lord has done. I'm going to draw near in my Bible study, in my devotion with him. What are you going to do? When you read Psalm 146 and 150, do you see what I see when it comes to praising the Lord? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Awesome.
Amen.
Awesome.
Amen.
Man.
Hallelujah this morning.
Yes.
Hallelujah this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah this morning. Praising. Praising.
Amen.
Praising. Yes, Lord.
Mr. JJ said, praise him. That's amen.
Amen.
Amen. You sisters, praise him. Hallelujah. We share some thoughts. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Deb. Powerful. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to let Sister Mother Corey and Sister JJ and everybody talk to it. Let's talk to us today. Amen. Amen. If y'all have any
good
thoughts.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm going to tell y'all something. I went to a women's conference yesterday at the Amazon Conference Center, and
yes.
It was freezing cold in there. So I wasn't led to go out into the building this morning. And any time I'm not led to go out to the building, I draw closer and closer to God getting on this land.
Mm.
And, you know, I just praise God because I get my breakthrough. Sometime I get in God's way, and he remind me, do you trust me? Move out of my way so I can take care of you. And I've seen his works all around. I see his works every day when there's a trust in God. So I just praise him for everything, even the hurt, heartache, and pain I might go through sometimes. I still praise him. I try to give everything to God now and pray about everything. Sometimes I get in the way, but he reminds me, move out of my way. Move out of my way. Hallelujah this morning.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Ain't it good, y'all?
Amen.
Won't he speak to you?
Hallelujah.
Won't he move you out of the way?
Yes. Yes, yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, yes. Thank you, Sister Deborah.
Amen.
Dr. Deb, for the powerful teaching out of that scripture this morning. I thank you. I thank God for you. I give him praise.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Somebody
giving all praise, giving all praises to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This morning, I come thanking and praising him for just being able to hear his word. Hear his
Lord.
Word this morning. It could have been the other way around. But thank God that he saw fit to let me hear this word this morning and let me know that I have to keep on praising.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Keep on giving him the thanks, not to man, but to
him.
Because he's the one, he is the creator of all things, heaven and earth. And the only way that we're going to make it in is we be obedient and continue to praise and to lift up the precious name of our Savior. He didn't have to do it. He didn't have to do it. That's a praise right there.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. God be the glory.
Yes.
God sent
and
him.
You know,
he didn't have to come. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Well, I thank God for your words of encouragement, Minister Dr. Singleton, and continue to be obedient to the word. Even when you think nobody's listening, somebody's listening. Even if one heard, that's somebody. That's all God.
Oh,
all you have to do is put it out there.
Yes.
And you'll see your fruit of your labor.
Yes.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
And you know what else came up to Laura, Dr. Singleton, and Pastor Kiefer? People worry about other people. Watch other people. How they praise God. They worry about why you're not clapping, why you're not standing up. People have different ways that they praise God.
Come on.
Some might cry. Some might pat the feet. You might not even see it. Some might move the body. There are different ways people break, praise God.
Yes.
And, you know, people don't think about that. Looking around, get your praise on. Don't worry about who else and how they praising God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. There's a praise in their heart. Amen. There's a praise in their heart. Amen.
They might say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Silence. God hear you. He hear you
and
knows
you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to be the loudest people. Amen. They
That's
can say
it.
That.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Because all the time, the loud ones is not the one that's praising God. They're praising themselves.
Yeah.
Like
yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
They praising to be seen, and to be heard.
Yeah.
God is looking at the heart. He's God want to know what's coming from your heart, not from what's coming from your lips.
That's it. Yes,
yes.
Ma'am.
Because he knows when we're praising.
Yes, ma'am. You can't make me doubt him. I know too much about it. I might not be preaching, but I know about it. I know what he has brought me through it.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, God wants a sincere praise. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Truly, 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 truly.
Yes,
yes.
Lord.
Amen.
Pastor Pike don't say nothing else.
I'm trying not to. You know I'm on the edge. Hallelujah. Somebody else say something. Did somebody out there, Sister Wanda, somebody say something. Brother Al, somebody. I'm trying not to say anything. Lord,
praise the Lord this morning.
Hey,
I can't. like a burning fire shot up in my bone. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I have to praise.
Showing up, showing up can be a praise.
Yeah.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Here I am.
Amen.
Here I am.
Amen.
I don't know if anybody else has, you know, anybody else want to get in here and say something. Now, they know we're going to get carried away. But I'm going to tell you, I'm amazed by the lessons today, Dr. Deb and Sister.
Right on
Sister
time.
And Sister Corey, it was right on time. It was
right
so perfect
time.
For right now, for what we
right
just went
now.
Through this week.
What did he say?
Yes,
he's a right now God, right now.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
So beautiful, so beautiful. Who we put our trust in.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
We don't put it in the princes. We don't put the trust in the president. We don't put the trust in any human being. They can't save us. Lord,
amen.
Amen.
Yes,
sir.
We want them to do some good things for us, but they can't save us. Come on.
That's right.
But
they can't
so
do it unless God allow them anyway. So
that's right. Amen.
It all comes from him.
Yeah.
Amen.
He controls,
you know,
everything.
And
everybody.
Do
yes,
you
sir.
See the faces this week of the disappointment our believers are walking around with? And they are crying out to the wrong person.
Come
yes,
on.
Ma'am.
They're crying out. They showing they having a pity party because my party didn't win.
Yeah,
Where's
right,
your party?
Right.
It ain't but one.
That's it.
That's our Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Keep telling them over
yeah.
and over again, God is the answer.
That's it.
Yeah,
and that's where we need to be putting our cries, our prayers, our praise, our worship. It should be going to God, and because the plan is already finished, the finished
yeah.
work. We living in God's finished work. God
yeah.
is not making no more plans.
Yep.
Yeah.
You already got the victory. Come on.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you don't know that you don't have the victory, you better go back and start researching. Researching.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
ma'am.
Lord. And Dr. Dale, I want to say, Dr. Dale, when she was going through that and she hit that part and she got to verse 4 and said, when their spirits depart, they return to the ground. And on that very day, their plans come to nothing. I said,
right. Oh. Right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And that what happened? That plan came to nothing. Everybody making plans over here. Oh yeah, da 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 da. But look what our plans, where are their plans now? You gotta go right on back and trust God. That's why you should have stayed in the first place.
Gotta go to the throne. Ooh, Lord. Dr. Dave, you better get in here and stop us. Hallelujah.
Don't worry about tomorrow.
Get ready for a midnight breakthrough.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I hear the rumbling. Mm.
Yes, indeed. Ooh. But we thank God. We thank God.
Amen.
It's just so powerful. So what a powerful word today from Dr. Deb. And even that question of why do we praise him? I thank God for
Amen.
You all's testimony of why you praise God.
Amen.
That bless
Amen.
Me. Amen. So just
Amen.
A powerful, powerful, powerful
mm-hmm.
message for us today. Amen. And
put
Dr. Deb, you laid it out there and walked through it. You walked over it. You walked under it. You walked through it. And I know that Uncle John gonna come and put some icing on the cake. Come on.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And that's the good part about it is knowing why we praise God.
Yes.
We don't praise him because I don't praise him because Sister Deb praise him. I praise him for me. And thank him for others, but I have to do the praising.
You got to praise him yourself.
That's right.
If you got breath.
Story. Yeah.
She just told us everything that got breath. If you got breath,
you better say thank you. You can't
thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. And
some
people just don't realize when they're going through. If they start praising God, I know for myself, when I start praising God, when I'm going through, I get my breakthrough.
Yes.
I get my breakthrough.
Yes. Shout out your
Amen.
Spirit. God's breakthrough. Amen.
Why use that breath having a pity party when you just say, thank you, God, I thank you, thank you.
Amen. Hey,
you know, all that breath you and crying and all that.
Whining
and you
got to
go right back and say, thank you, Lord. So start out with thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I don't know what you're doing, Lord, but thank you.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Oh,
and
Dr. Deb,
go ahead.
Just tell him, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Like those songs. If I can't say a word, I just raise my hand. Go on, Granny. Go on.
That's a praise.
If I can't say a word, I just raise my hand.
That's a praise.
Hallelujah.
Lift your hand. Listen, Dr. Deb, you said something that caught my attention. You know, everything was, you said God will never be taken to court for child support. Oh, Lord, I wanted to shout right there. I don't know where you got that one from, Dr. Deb. You got to explain. That was good. Hallelujah. He always pays his child support. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
God, have mercy.
Pay the poor.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Deb, you better get in here and stop us. Lord have mercy.
Amen. Amen. I want Sister Wanda to get in. She's been trying.
Okay. I'm good. This lesson has really been a blessing to me. It's been a blessing to my innermost man.
Mm.
And I'm so grateful for this right now time. I mean, thank God. I know him for myself, to praise him, to be delivered, to be set free, to be, you know, looking up to him and only him, no matter what other people say, no matter what it looks like. When I praise God, I know what's feeling me, and I thank him for that. I'm very grateful for that because
there's
no handbook in life anymore.
Mm.
So God is my teacher. He's my provider. Everything to me.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Unto him.
Yes, Lord.
To his spirit.
Surrender it all to him.
What it looks like.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So what it look like don't have to be what it is.
Amen. It don't. A lot of times it's not.
Amen. That's it. It just
not.
Look like that. It look mm-hmm. like it is, but it's not.
Yeah. It's a blockage. It's a deterrent. But if you keep on
praising,
you keep on
you gotta see past that. We see past it. Just like God looked past our fault, we gotta look past that what it seemed to be. No doubting. No doubting. No doubting.
Like the scripture say, I will lift my eyes unto the heathen. For whence cometh my help? All my help coming from the Lord.
All of it.
Amen.
All of it.
And this lesson is a reminder to us all to give praise and a trust. Not
Amen.
Man, because it's like when they die, they die. Everything they die is with them.
Mm-hmm.
But God is still on the throne. God is still what He said He was going to
alive and well.
He's not going to leave us. He's not going to forsake us.
Yeah.
Trust Him and praise Him.
Amen.
Amen.
If you don't believe
Amen.
It, ask the one that crucified him.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thought it was the end.
Amen.
Just the
Our
beginning.
Our God is from everlasting to everlasting. He's still God. He's the eternal wise God, our Savior, we say. He's eternal. Amen.
Amen.
I love those
Amen.
Comments coming from Sister One. I love those comments. Amen.
Praise
God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And if anything, if people are, you know, down, hurt, I saw tears, I saw a lot of emotion, when you got to come and wipe away the tears and turn to the Lord in prayer. You got to turn to Him. If we got to pray, if any time we got to pray, we need to pray now.
Amen.
We don't know His thoughts. His thoughts are not our thoughts. He is
Amen.
Sovereign. Whatever
Amen.
Happened, He already knows.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Where we are. We're
Amen.
Here.
Amen. That's what He's saying. Why put your trust in man?
Ooh.
You know,
yes.
Don't walk away from me. Keep trusting me regardless.
Yes.
I'm here. I'm here. I'm here.
Yes, Lord.
You know, no.
You,
and this is what we have. I said, I am your disciple, God. I am yours. Mm. Then I have to put all of it in
yes.
His hand.
That's right. Amen and amen.
Yeah.
And we're
Mother Cora.
Did I hear somebody else? Go ahead.
Yes,
sorry.
Sir. All He's doing is waiting on us. He's already there. He waited on us to come to Him.
He waits
on us. He's already there.
Yeah. Present
yes.
help. He's our present
yes.
help.
Yes, ma'am.
And the time. So if He's present, why are we going
yes.
somewhere else? What the disciples
yes.
said, where is it for us to go?
Yeah.
You got it all, God. Jesus, where?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
For the Lord.
All right,
if
brother.
It had not been for the Lord.
Where is your faith? Step out on your faith. Trust in God.
Yes, Lord. And we're to pray. You know, everybody can be redeemed. Hallelujah. Even
That's
our
it.
Leaders.
That's
we
it.
Pray
That's
for the leaders. We got to pray.
Yes. Yes.
That the Lord will be there. He will work it out.
That's
Lord
right.
have mercy. He can go where we can't go.
That's it. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead us.
Stop
forgetting why God sent the Holy Spirit in the first place. Holy Spirit, He, Holy Spirit,
yes.
He, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus.
He ain't sleep.
Thank
he
you,
not
Holy
sleep. Spirit. He there. He's there. He's waiting for us to allow Him in to do what He
yes.
is going to do.
Yes.
He's going to be obedient to God.
Yes. You wait.
If anybody is disobedient, it's us. Holy Spirit Holy Spirit is not going to be disobedient.
Have mercy, Lord.
Man might be disobedient, but the Holy Spirit is going to be obedient to God.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
I'm finished. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Look, I'm going to say one thing. I got somebody else trying to get up. Another thing she talked about was about the poor and God taking care of them. You know, God wants us to take care of the poor. There's over 3,000 scriptures about God's concern about the poor. And so we have to, and so in this whole, even in our country, our nation, if they're not going to, if they're going to continue to take from the poor, God's not going to be pleased with
it. Amen.
We have to, and so that's why I appreciate those that do outreach, Dr. Deb, and the work she does at Loaves and Fishes. I never, it's so awesome the things that God will do and all the things that we do, even if you just touching one life, you know, trying to reach out to help somebody. Hallelujah. Yes. I had a friend that was getting ready to get kicked out the place, so some of us came together to try to help, you know, at least give them an opportunity to move. We just got to do what we can to help the poor. That's all I can say. Because Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has appointed me to preach the good news to the poor.
Amen.
Thank you,
Dr.
Deb, and all of you saints on the line for what you do for the Lord. Amen.
That's one of the things that I've been preaching all during this election. All I hear is one hollering for the rich, the other one for the middleman. I keep saying, well, where's the poor? Where's the poor? Nobody mentions the poor.
I see what you see, sister. I see what you see.
Yeah. all I could hear was the rich man and the middle man.
Yeah.
But the poor they don't mention. I said, okay. I know where God is on this.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Then left God behind.
Amen. So Dr. Deb, I think I can say that I see what you see when it comes to praising the Lord. I can say that.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for helping us to see. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Dr. Deb, you better try to stop us. Yes. Lord have mercy.
Joy of the Lord.
Over to you, Dr. Deb. I'm going to shut up.
I don't know how even to get in. This helps me this morning to know that we went from just getting knowledge, going to getting understanding and comprehension.
Amen.
But we've gone to wisdom, to admit that we know that there is more for us to do.
Oh, yeah.
For those that are captured in Matthew 25. And right there in Matthew 25, it lets us know this morning, it helps me to know that we are going to walk in wisdom because we know what the word says.
Mm.
When, when it talks about, for I was hungry.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you gave me what? Food. I was naked. And it talks about I was sick. I was hungry.
Amen.
So we know that this lesson, a part of praise, authentic, real praise, is a commitment to do the works of God.
Amen.
It's more than clapping our hands.
Amen.
It is a commitment to do the work of God. If you want true worship, is walking in obedience to the word of God.
Amen.
Praise is walking in obedience according to his will and his way.
Amen.
And so many times people have gotten it confused that I got to do it in this building or a building or no. I can praise God by carrying out Matthew 28:19-20.
Amen.
Because I am on purpose, Uncle John. Praise is about being authentic, but it's about being on purpose to your calling,
amen,
to your assignment.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing God smile at us and see that sweet smelling aroma from our praise.
Yeah.
It's when it's not about anybody else but Him.
Amen.
My sister said earlier, it's not about somebody looking at me or somebody else seeing me or how loud I can be.
Mm.
But it's all about obedience, you all.
Amen.
It's all about walking and aligning to His word. That's praise.
Amen.
Well, I love what Sister JJ said. She reminded me. She took me back to the days of Grandma. And I just can't do that but raise my hand, wave my hand.
Yeah.
I don't know if you all realize this, and I believe this because I know it to be true because it happened to me, is that an authentic Christian or Christ-centered believer can wave their hands towards somebody with a head that's hung down. The anointing and the spirit of the Lord that is upon them can cause that person to lift up their heads.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Let a person who is downtrodden, a person today that feels like giving up, don't think they can make it, connect with somebody on this line. Connect with someone else who's gotten this word. Because if they even use just the basis of these scriptures today, thousands of churches across this world had this same scripture this morning.
Amen.
Yeah.
But will they take hold of it and realize that my calling, my purpose in praising God is walking it out.
Amen.
Yes.
By being a doer.
Mm.
I will say it again. I believe this, Sister Janice, because it happened to me, that a born-again, baptized, Christ-centered believer, Sister JJ can just wave their hand.
Amen.
By the Spirit of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yokes can be broken.
Mm.
Yeah.
Deliverance and healing can come. I know this without a fact.
Yeah.
And the person don't even have to open their mouth, but it is the anointing that rests, Pastor Reggie, on their life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
When that stone is taken out of that heart, the fire will burn.
Yes.
You hear that, Sister JJ?
Just a waving. Just a walk. Being in your presence. Some people may have come to the
line. I was on mute. I hear you. Okay. We talked about that yesterday.
I was on mute. I hear you.
Yes. Not feeling the best, but you leave this line so encouraged. You leave this line. You leave the sanctuary. You leave that place, and you say, you know what? I believe I can run on. I love it, Pastor Reggie, because these songs come to the end. So that means that I've been through something, and in the midst of going through it, I'm still saying the same thing that I started out with.
Yeah.
He started out with shouting praise to the Lord. He ends up shouting praise to the Lord.
Yeah.
Can you go through it? Can you come through it, Sister Wanda? Then go through it. And then still on the other side, you say, I'm still praising the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm facing it. I'm in it. But now I got now. I went in this way.
Mm.
But can I still come out this way?
Yeah. The joy of the Lord is what? The joy of the Lord is
my strength.
My strength. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Whoever keep on rejoicing with him. Keep on rejoicing regardless.
Mm. Hallelujah. This is long-term, Pastor Reggie.
Yes.
When I start looking at this psalm, this is long-term praise. This ain't short-term. This ain't one because I got a car and I got a house and I'm praising the Lord.
Amen.
It's long term.
Amen.
This is what I may have gotten the house, and then all of a sudden things in my life got shook up a little bit, and I may have got to go through foreclosure. The house may go this way, and guess what? I'm still going to praise the Lord because I know he's going to take care of me.
It wasn't mine anyway.
can I go in it, Sister Wanda? If you didn't miss of it, I'm praising because I got this little temporary trinket.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden something happens to the temporary trinket. Oh, I have an accident.
Mm.
Somebody stole it out.
Mm.
I got to wait. I got to, you know what, I can't afford. I got to get me a Volkswagen. I got to get me this jalopy that can get me from point A to point. Am I still going to praise me?
I'm traveling. Yeah. I'm getting there. Hallelujah.
God
yeah,
I am.
Yeah,
I am. That might not be me. He let me
know.
Let me know. He right there with me. Amen. He right there.
The psalmist says, as long as I live,
amen,
and trouble may rise,
mm-hmm,
I will hasten to his throne.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
His throne.
Hasten.
His throne.
I'm running. I'm running, Lord.
Not the throne that man set up, but the one that can stay up, is already up, stays up. His throne.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
God be the glory. I know my brother, he just tipping. He probably walking back and forth. Let me in, y'all. He probably saying, let me in.
Uncle John,
we gonna stop, Uncle John.
Amen.
Why are you, Pastor Piper?
Amen. I'm crying. Come on, Uncle John. Lord have mercy.
Thank you.
Praise God.
To the finish line this morning.
Oh, to go.
My.
This lesson today, you know, I warned us once before that some of these lessons had fall directly on what's going on in the world today.
Amen. 2024. Amen. Yes, Lord.
This lesson is an antidote. What went on last week.
Yeah.
Do y'all remember the lesson what we had a few months back? But he told the Samuel he was too old.
All right.
Mm.
Ain't that what happened?
My Lord.
My, oh, my. All right, we're going to thank each and every one who participated out in devotion service this morning. Minister Deborah, I open the scripture song 98 and a morning prayer. Pastor Reggie, we for that. And today's lesson scripture, Sister Wanda, song 146 and 150. Praise and worship, Brother Al. All my hope. All other ground is sinking sand. This morning, tell me, why do you praise the Lord? That's a fitting question. But let me read a couple of verses from Psalm 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Amen. We're going to use for a subject this morning. You can't praise him. Let me praise him. for what he's done for me. You can't praise him. Let me praise him for what he's done for me.
Yeah.
He is letting us know everyone has to praise God for his or herself. That's why he said in verse 1, oh, my soul, I praise God for others, but I got to praise God for myself. Do you want to praise God for yourself this morning? Once upon a time, Jesus was on the way in to Jerusalem, him and his disciples. If you want to read that, it'd be in Luke 19. They were praising God so loud that the Pharisees asked Jesus to stop them. Make them quit. They too noisy. But he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stone would immediately cry out. They were praising by saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hmm. Oh, you can't praise him. Let me praise him for what he's done for me. You truly got to praise God over here in order to praise God over there. I praised God for my lying down last night. I praised God for my early rising this morning.
Yeah.
Praise God for my clothes and in my right mind.
Yeah.
Praise God for my blessing, both seen and unseen. Just tell me, Brother Teacher, what do you lack about praising our God? First, I need to tell you that it's not a part-time job. Because when we reach our heavenly home, Revelation 4 and 8, no rest, night or day. Be holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy.
Yeah.
The job, it come with full coverage. Then it has some good benefits. But the writer say, bless the Lord, O my soul, because my soul is anchored. Praise him. Let me praise him for what he's done for me. Amen. I woke
Amen.
Up tuning with my mind.
Yeah.
Stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind. Stayed on the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going up to heaven with my mind.
Yeah.
Laid on Jesus. I'm going up to heaven with my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Laid on the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Ain't no harm to sing the song that give God the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Uncle John. You always give us insights to even look, press even harder into the word to see what the Lord is saying to us, and what a mighty personal testimony this morning. We are going to move towards closing. Again, just want to thank all of you for joining us this morning in this study. Certainly the Lord was speaking to me and reminding me that I am admonished to praise him. I've made a lifelong commitment that I'm going to praise him, and it comes with responsibilities as well. It comes with a commitment, Pastor Reggie. It comes with dedication, and it comes with being able to be a witness and be a testimony to others no matter what. I'm still going to, as Sister Jan said, lift up mine eyes unto the hill from whence cometh my help, for my help cometh from the Lord. So thank you for seeing some of the things that I saw in these two passages of Scripture. There is so much more to even to see. But I want to encourage us as people of God, citizens of the kingdom, ambassadors for Christ. Let us continue to rely on him. Let's continue, as Sister JJ said, lift our hands. If it's no more than just to wave them, I will tell you all, the anointing that is in the hands of God's people, if you stay aligned with him and his way and his word, you don't have to worry. But you have a responsibility to help others as well. Thank you again, Pastor Reggie, for coming alongside us today to assist in this facilitation. Thank all the disciples. You all were just absolutely awesome on today. As always, just your input, just your presence. And I know that you were just linking into the word. So thank you so, so much. Thank our seniors again, certainly Uncle John, Mother Cora, Mother Neil, for being a part, and those that may not say anything, I believe and know that you were encouraged through this word on today. Don't forget, this evening we'll be back in our evening session at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern and 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. I believe Apostle Asai will be our preacher for tonight. You all know she's going to link us to the Word of God. She's going to link us to walking in the Word and being obedient to the Word of God and allowing the Holy Spirit to work in our lives to carry out our mandate. So we are excited about that. We are excited, you all, as we continue to prepare ourselves to go into the, we kind of identify them as the holiday seasons, but you know what? Every day should be a day of thanksgiving. And every day should be a day that we remind others that Jesus lives and that Jesus saves. So we are thankful for what many of you have already done. We appreciate it. And if you get a chance between now and December, if you'd like to come down to the mission, you're welcome to come and just see what's going on and just be there and share a word of encouragement as well. So we're going to go ahead and Pastor Reggie, as you open us up in prayer, I'm going to ask you to close us in prayer. Please keep Sister Pat Taylor lifted in prayer, Brother Jig in prayer, Brother Willie, that's his name, Willie Turner in prayer. Also, Sister Ruby D, as she prepares for other office visits as well as surgery on November the 19th. Keep her lifted. Keep Sister Gloria Brown, our poet, lifted as she is a caretaker as well. I pray that we keep all our leaders in prayer, those that tend to sheep, those that feed sheep and care for God's sheep. Let's keep them in prayer as well as they seek the will of God, seek his face and his will, and be aligned to that will and walk in obedience. I meant to say that when we did our scriptures, Psalms 23, in terms of tending and feeding and caring for, that we do need to keep our under shepherds in prayer. So please let us do that. If nothing else, Pastor Reggie, I'm going to ask if you would close us out on today as well as give us our benediction. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we come before your presence. We've been in your presence, Lord, and we just thank you for your Holy Spirit showing up in our time today amongst us. Father, you said when two or three are gathered in your name, you will be in the midst. Father, we started our journey today walking into your gates with thanksgiving, into the courts with praise. Father, we've talked about praising you. We will continue to praise you. Your praise will continually be on our lips. And Father, we give you the praise that's due you every day. So Father, we thank you for your presence today amongst us. And we thank you for what you've done on this line today. Father, we thank you for what you do on this line every week, week after week. And the word of God is always blessing us. Father, we come lifting up those that have been called out today. Sister Pat Taylor, Jig. We want to call out Sister Ruby for taking care of her brother. We want to lift up Willie to you today. Sister Gloria Brown, Father. And we want to lift up everybody on the line. I lift up Uncle John, Sister JJ, Sister Mother Cora, all of the people on the line, Sister Wanda, Brother Al, Lord God, those that I hear their voices, I know that. But for those I don't hear on the line, Father, we lift them up before you. Mother Wembley, whoever is on this line and listening in, we pray, Lord God, that all of our hearts were burning today when we heard the word of God today about praise. Let it be a transforming word into our lives, Father, that we will go forth to give you honor and glory and praise in the earth. Father, we want to carry out that Matthew 28 mandate, Father, to go forth and to share the good news with people in the world that's dying. Father, we just pray, Lord God, we look for your return. Father, we know you'll be coming back soon. And so, Father, even as it was said today, if someone can't praise him, as Uncle John said, let me praise him for what he has done for me. Father, we thank you today, and we glorify your name. And now may the God of peace, who brought from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of his sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make each and every one of us perfect in his will, to do that which he would will that we would do, according his desire in the earth. To him be the glory forever and ever in our lives. And we can all say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.